ജയം വിഷുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാജയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദ കീ ജയം നിത്യനില പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാജയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദ കീ അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവൃന്ദ കീ നാമാചാര്യ ശീല ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർ കീ പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീനിവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദകി ശ്രീ ശ്രീരാധാ കൃഷ്ണ ഗോപ ഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ഡഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനകി വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാം കി മായപ്പൂർ ധാം കി മധുരപുരി ധാം കി ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാം കി ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാം കി ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസീദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ഗോർ പ്രേമാനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Mushupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhudali Srimadaya Bhaktivedanta Swamini Dinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prajarini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyati Desha Tarini. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന രചിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണി ഭഗവതി അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അംബ ത്വാ മനസം ദദാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണി നമോസ്തു തേ വ്യാസ വിശാല ബുദ്ധേ പുല്ലാരവിന്ദായത വസ്ത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരത തൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപം പ്രപന്ന പാരിജാതായ തോത്രമേ ത്രൈകവാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതേ നമഃ സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുർഗാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സസുധീർഭോക്താ ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസചാനൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതടാ ജയന്ദ്രജലാഗാന്ധാര നീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതി കൃപേണ മഹനി കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാവികർണ ഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സൗതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദി കൈവർത്തക കേശവ പാരാശര്യവജസ്സരോജോമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനവികസരം ഹരികഥ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഹ പേവീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാ ഭാരത പങ്കജ കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന് ശ്രേയസേ മുഖം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽ കൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്ര രുദ്രമരുദസ്തന്വന്തി ദിവേ സവയം വേദൈ സാംഗപദേ ക്രമോപനിഷദേർ ഗായന്തി യം സാമഗാഹ ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിതദ്ഗതേന മനസാ വശന്തി യം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാ സുരജനൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ വിശ്വരൂപ ദർശന യോഗം യൂണിവേഴ്സൽ ഫോം വിച്ച് വി ഹാവ് സ്റ്റാർട്ടഡ് ഡിസ്കഷൻസ് സോ വി വിൽ സേയിങ് അബൌട്ട് ദ ജ്ഞാനീസ് സിറ്റുവേഷൻ ദാറ്റ് he is always experiencing Krishna inside, and while he is in that shanti state, because he is experiencing Krishna's mercy inside, that is when his anandam comes. So here there are two things. Andaryami inside, one level. The world outside, another level. World is energy. Krishna's energy, this creation. So, when you come to the field of this world, it's anandam, bliss. When it comes to the field of Andaryami, it is shanti. This is the situation with a realized soul. Inside it is Shanti, outside it is Anandam. Shanti in the state of Antaryami, as Antaryami realization, outwardly in the world, bliss. Because this is the energy of Krishna. Krishna is Antaryami inside. Krishna's energy is this Maya. So, his situation is like that, right? So in Vyavaharam, or in our dealings in the world, so many things are going on here at the same time. It is not affecting him, because creation, maintenance, destruction, all these, he can see that it is only the energy of Krishna working in different ways. Creation is one way, maintenance another way, destruction is another way. Same energy is operating here. He is in touch with that energy. So, when will you know all these things? This will be only known when you realize the self. Up to that time, it is just a knowledge in the brain. That's all. It doesn't mean anything. These statements are like that. Till you realize the self, these statements are just a statement only. It is in your mind or intelligence. You can accept it that way. But when realization comes, then you will see that these are the... Because rishis have spoken that way. Right? So, this, after experiencing that shanti inside, then when he comes out and sees this world, that is the stage Vishwarupam is seeing. Vishwarupa darshanam is at that stage. When he comes out and seeing the world, that is Vishwarupa darshanam. You see, because if you remember in the 10th chapter, in the end of 10th chapter, Arjuna said, Vishtabhyahamidam krishnam ekam shenastido jagat. That is what triggered off this Vishwarupa darshanam. Why Arjuna wanted to ask this question was, when Krishna said this to him, Krishna says, what is the point in talking about my opulences? It is so beyond the description. It is so vast. Athava bahuneyena kim yadena tava Arjuna evishthabhyahamidam krishnam ekam shenastido jagat. He said, because that this creation itself is only a part of my opulences, very small part of that, right? Vishtabhya visheshada stambhanam dridam krutva idam krishnam jagat ekamshenam ekabhavena ekapadena sarvabhuta sarubena iti edat. And this is the same what Krishna is saying here, is in the Taittiriya Upanishad Aranyakam also, says pado asya vishvabhudani. And the same state comes in the Rigvedam also, in the Purusha Suktam prayers, padosya vishvabhudani, the same thing. And Krishna has put the same thing here. Vishvam ushtabhyaham idam krishnam egam shainastido jagat. Padosya vishvabhudani, that statement, Krishna has made it like this. So, it is coming from that. Yeah. So, and till we know that, this what Krishna is saying here. So, when Krishna said that, Arjuna wanted to understand. He was totally shocked when he heard that statement. Which one? This Vishtabhyaham idam krishnam egam shenastido jagat. He was thinking, his perception of Krishna was in one level at that stage. Thinking of that form in front of him. And Krishna is saying so many things. But he is not able to understand it. What is Krishna is saying? And finally when Krishna, because when all the other vibhudis were spoken before this, all the other vibhudis are spoken, Arjuna understood a lot of that. But then when Krishna, this was like a bombshell for him. Vishtabhyaham idam krishnam egam shenastido jagat. After saying everything, this creation is nothing, Arjuna. It is just a small part of my opulences, he said. And that shocked Arjuna. And that is why he asked in the next verse. So you can see that Ajarya Swamiji begins like this. He says, Bhagavato vibhudaya uktam tatraja vishtabhyaham idam krishnam egam shenastido jagat. इति भगवता अभिहितं श्रुत्वा यद् जगदात्मरूपम् आद्यम् ऐश्वर्यं तत् साक्षात् कर्तुम् इच्छन् दट् वेन् हि हर्ड् दिस् दट् एकां शयनस्ति विष्टाभ्याहमिदं कृष्णम् एकां शयनस्ति तु जगत् वेन् हि हर्ड् दट् इति अभिहितं श्रुत्वा यै जगदात्मरूपम् आद्यम् ऐश्वर्यम् अर्जुन वास् वेरि क्यूरियस् टु फैण्ड् औट् वाट् एक्साक्ट्लि आर् यू देन् He is saying that this is only a small part of me. Then what is your full form? What are you then? With that shock, Arjuna is asking this question in the first verse itself. Yeah. So, So all this language, you may look a little bit difficult for us to connect with it, is it not? Because this has happened between Krishna and Arjuna. Krishna said something, Arjuna got a shock, and Arjuna wanted to understand better, so he asked in this way. Yeah. And so in the ninth chapter, Vibhuti Yogam, right? That was the last chapter, right? How to experience Krishna's presence in certain locations in the creation. And this Visharupa Darshanam, the last chapter was Vibhuti Yoga, opulences. Visharupa Darshanam is the universal form. Krishna is Ishvara. His Swarupam is this creation. Yeah. Ishvara means his energy, the Shakti form. Right? So in Vedantam, Ishvara is Shakti. And when he is known inside as Atma, he is Chitta. Chit Shakti, inside. Chit Shakti is not Shakti. Chit is Chit. The Shakti is outside. When you realize the self, the Shakti aspect of that goes into Chit. when it comes to Vyavaharam in the world, when it manifests, it is Shakti. Chit is Bodham, awareness inside. Bodham, when it comes to the world outside, it is energy. And that energy is called Shakti. This whole creation is Shakti Swarupam, Shakti's manifestation it is, right? When you come to the field of Shakti, there is Anandam, there is bliss, and then bliss is Bhakti. you can see that prayers in the Devi Bhagavadam says, Ya Devi Sarvabhudeshu Shakti Rupena Samsthita Namastase 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 Namo Nama Kshudharubena Samsthita. Different things. Kshudharubena Samsthita in the form of hunger. Nidrarubena Samsthita in the form of sleep. In the form of buddhi. Buddhirubena Samsthita. And so all these are things in the world outside. Nidra, Kshudha, similarly buddhi. All these are things in the outside. So all these are the manifested forces of that Shakti, and they are different sparks coming from the same Shakti. So how does Jnani sees all these things? He sees all these things as different energies of the same Shakti. And when he realizes that, that is the Vaibhavam, that is the opulence of this power, energy of Krishna, outside working in this world, in all these different forms. Buddhi, what puts us into sleep, that power of, where we have no control, isn't it? When sleep comes, we surrender. straight away. We won't surrender to anything, but to sleep we surrender. Even people say that you can tolerate hunger, but sleep is difficult. Similarly, hunger also, when it comes, you have to deal with it. You have no choice there, is there? So these things like hunger, thirst, sleep, all these things is in that energy working through us. We have to see it like that. The energy, Krishna's energy in the world is coming to us and hitting us, and we surrender straight away. So that is a Yadevi Sarvabhudeshu Nidra Rubena Samsthita. Similarly, Buddhi also, when it starts working, Buddhi Rubena Samsthita. In Vishnu Sahasranamam, the first name itself is Vishwasmai Nama. Vishwam Vishnu. Vishwasmai Nama. So that is another way of saying the same thing. Vishwasmai Nama. Vishnu, who is present in the form of creation. And when you realize that, when you see everything, that samadhi state comes to the jnani, when he comes to the realization. And at that moment, anandam, bliss, and distress, both of them, even the pain, all that will go, because dukkham goes away, vishamam, suffering goes away, and only anandam exists then. Anandam comes, but distress and miseries all goes away. It doesn't exist anymore. In your bodham, in your awareness, those things goes away. And then after that, you are not thinking of avoiding anything in life. Up to that time, you are always concerned about distress coming in life in some form. Every moment, everyone lives in this world with the fear. What's going to come next? With the next wave, when it's going to hit us, right? So, but here, when this stage comes, he is saying that, let there be distress, it doesn't matter. It won't affect him. So, that is also Ishvara Swarupam. That way, the realized soul will be able to accept it. That when distress comes also, it is the same energy coming in another form. Like Nidra, like Kshutha, hunger, like thirst, like sleep, like Buddhi. This distress is also, in a similar way, another energy coming and affecting us, right? And because a lot of different problems will come, like in the form of different illnesses, sickness comes, right? So, in Yoga Vasishtam, Vasishtha Maharshi says this, right? When illness comes, distress, disease or some kind of problems comes to this body, right? How does a jnani deal with it? What happens to him, right? He's saying that when healthy body was there, how he felt? He enjoyed the healthy body, is it not? Similarly, I will accept this disease also, he says, because he is realizing that all this is for the body, not for me. How my body accepted the healthy state, in the same way, my body can accept the diseased state also. That means he has become disconnected with the body. Right? All the problems are that we are fearful that it should not come, it should not come, when the disease comes. Right? So, and if it comes, right, we consider, oh, it has come now, what can be done? So, if it come, let it come, and let it go at the end, right? And at the end, what maximum that can happen is death. Nothing more than that, is it not? With that, it's over then. So jnani means realized people, how they see death is like that, right? Yasya upasejanam, says Maharshi. Then it is also Mrityuna Mrityum Ishwaram. Krishna says that. So, this body, it is not only jnanis experience this with our own body, right? Many other people have also said the same thing. that when it gets very old, right, at a certain stage, you actually become totally helpless because you have no control over it. And you know, no matter who is there to help, at the end of the day, your body is going. And you recognize that. It has finished its... it has come to its expiry date. It's come to that stage, right? So, a jnani at that stage is realizing that. It's like you sit for a feast and they put the leaf and they have not served the food yet. You're waiting for the food. So he is accepting the death in that way. You say, for him at that moment, his situation inside is that he says, when is the death going to come so that I can go from here? That realization inside. Yeah. So, that what he is saying is that body is not something you can do anything about it, right? But if you have got an awareness inside where you don't have a body, once you don't have a body, right? Body doesn't exist, right? And that happiness, he is relishing it. A state when you don't have the body. What he does is, he thinks about the Sushupti state. In Sushupti, I didn't have the body and I was happy. He is thinking that state at that moment. What happened in the Sushupti? That without the body, he was happy in the Sushupti. So, he is more than happy to get rid of the body. He is preparing himself in this way. Because in Sushupti, he remembers Sushupti state. Not like us. Sushupti is over, all that's finished with it. I come back to wake and state and enjoy wake and state. Because he throughout life analyzed life in that way, of these three states. And he understood that in Sushupti I was happy because I didn't have a body. So if my body is leaving me now, I'm more than happy because once the body goes, I'm going to that Sushupti state. That happiness. Actually, death is not something we can explain to anybody. You have to learn about the death from the Sushupti state. Nobody, no science can prove and tell you what will happen after death, is it? Nobody can tell us that. Only thing is, from your own experiences of the Sushupti, you have to conclude that it was a state where you didn't have a body, gross or subtle body, and that was blissful. It was a happy state. Similarly, when we lose this body also, gross body, there is nothing to lament about it. Remember that Sushupti, what was happening. And if you can reflect on that, then you won't feel so fearful of the death. That is the point it's making here. So, so therefore, not to get frightened about death, right? So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a story about this. Shukracharya killed all the demons, got killed in the fight between the demons and the demigods, right? Demigods killed a lot of demons. Shukracharya brought them back into life again in the churning of the milk ocean. Before that, you will see that story, right? So, when they experienced death and came back, they were saying it was great being dead. It was enjoyable, right? And so, one after the other demons are also coming and saying to Shukracharya, we want to die. He says, we want to enjoy that death. That's how they took it, right? So, Namadev sings a song, says that how nice it is to be dead, he said. Right? So, all Mahalmas have got this experience like this. Right? And when you come through that death thing, that is when you realize that the state where you don't have a body and a mind, these are the two major things. Mind means subtle body. When you don't have the body and the mind, how nice it is. Because these are the two things which is keeping us busy in this world. The body and the mind, isn't it? Mind make decisions, body goes, does it. And this way between the mind and the body, we are constantly floating our life is that, right? So, nothing, what Krishna is saying there is, nothing is lost actually. And Krishna used the word for that is, Bhuta Prakriti Moksham. He used that word in the 13th chapter, I think. It comes. Bhuta Prakriti Moksham. Bhutam, Panchabhutam and Prakriti. Completely. Prakriti is that thing. Bhuta Prakriti is the mind and the body. Moksham from that. Liberation from that. Right. So, that means even without a mind and without a gross body, I am complete in myself. I can exist. Now we are thinking, without a body, how can I exist? Without a mind, I cannot exist. That fear inside us, because of the identification with it. But once the identification goes away, then you realize that I can exist without a gross body. I can exist without a mind as well. Right? So, and to come to that realization, that I am complete without a gross body, without a mind, and that taste of that, that experience, that is Krishna's mercy, to come to that stage, right? When you are identifying with the body, it's very difficult to accept these things. Then we are fearful of death. What will happen after death? Then the fear of losing the body, losing the mind. Sometimes people say that, yes, already lost it, we say. About others, isn't it? That they don't have a mind. Actually, a stage where you don't have a body and the mind is a comfortable state. Because these two have only given us problems throughout life. But still, because we don't understand that we are perfect without these two things, body and the mind. So, one who has experienced that, right? So, Vishwarupa Darshanam is then... While you are engaged in this vyavaharam in this world, everything that exists here is not separately from Krishna. That is Vishwarupa Darshanam. In other words, it is the mind and body that makes us aware of all this world. Experience is coming from that, right? And Krishna said in the last chapter, Yadyad Vibhudimal Sattvam Srimad Urjidam Evava. That's a last but one verse in the last chapter. Yeah. Tatta devava gachatvam mama tejamsha sambhavam. Yadyad vibhudimal sattvam. Krishna saying to Arjuna that everything is me only, Arjuna. It is all my vibhudis. Yeah. And so when he said that, the everything is me, that means death is also me. Mrityu sarvaharascham. Right. That death, what comes and takes you away, your body and everything away from you, it's me, Krishna is saying, right? And similarly, Krishna said so many other things, Kirti, Shri, Vak, Aishwaryam, all these things Krishna said, it's me, everything is me. And then Krishna said the last words, Athava bahunedena kim yadena tava arjuna, ishtabhyahamidam krishnam, egam shenastido jagat. So the last two verses, important verses, right? So, then he says to Arjuna, Arjuna, there is not much to know. No need to study a lot of books for this, he said. That, and, but, kim yadena, what is the point in knowing so many things? And, some people have got that problem. They want to know more, more, more. Knowing is important for them, right? It's like a scratch in the head. You keep scratching the head. Similarly, you want to know more in the same way, right? So, Vishtabhyahamidam Krishnam Egam Shainastido Jagat. This whole Jagat creation itself is a small part of me, right? Pado Vishwasya Bhudani Divi. And so, when Krishna said that, you see, he said that this is only a small part of me. Pado Vishwasya Bhudani, and there is a major part lying somewhere else. That's what made Arjuna to think, what is that thing then? If this is only a small part, this creation, what you are saying, then what is that is left which I have not seen, which you are saying it exists somewhere else? So, he says, Ekam Shena Sthito Jagat, when he said that remaining thing is lying somewhere else. So Arjuna is becoming more inquisitive to know that. What is that part remaining separately? He wanted to see Krishna completely full. Right? Is it possible, Arjuna says, to see you incomplete? Right? So there he said, iti abhidam shrutva yad jagadatma rupam adyam aishwaryam tal sakshat kartam ichan Arjuna uvacha. So this, in one way to understand this is that for a self-realized person who has realized the self, who he is, right? Once you realize the self, then he is not different from Antaryami. He has realized Antaryami inside, right? And when he is doing Vyavaharam in the world, he opens his eyes, and what he sees there is that the Chit Shakti inside us, Antaryami, Antaryami is doing everything here, even the Vyavaharam. He is able to connect with that. Antaryami's businesses, what Antaryami is doing here. He does not see through the Namarupa. He sees the Antaryami's presence in the world outside. So, and Arjuna's problem is, Arjuna is not self-realized. For a self-realized person, if he is seeing the world outside, he knows that it is the same Antaryami outside doing all these things. Antaryami is present in everybody, in all the Namarupam. He is not seeing Namarupam anymore. But unfortunately, in Arjuna's case, Arjuna is still seeing Namarupam. Arjuna is not a realized person. So Arjuna has a problem while seeing this world. So this creation, the way we see it, and the way realized soul sees that, is different, isn't it? It is in the way we see things are different. We perceive this world, what? Namam Rupam. That's all we know. All different people, different living entities, different bodies. This is what we see here. The realized person, what does he see? He see only the same Antaryami inside, present here. Names and forms is not important for him. He is not seeing the name and form, in the sense that through senses he will see the name and form, through the senses. We are only seeing through the senses. But Antaryami's presence, because we have not realized it yet, he has realized Antaryami here. So when he sees the living entities outside also, he sees the Antaryami in them. His experience is Antaryami's presence is known to him in all other living entities. So, for example, therefore, this world is a contradiction actually. We perceive in one way, they perceive in another way. Those who have realized the self, they perceive the world differently. But we are the majority, no doubt. The ones who sees the Namarupam. We are the majority, right? We see the world only Namarupam. We can't see Antaryami anywhere. You see, we see only Maya. They see only Krishna. That is a difference. Right? So, so many things are happening in this world. In this world, is it not? Lot of people are born here. Lot of people are dying here. All this is happening in this world right in front of us. People are taking birth. New entries are coming. Lot of people are leaving this world. This process is continuously happening here. And similarly, somebody is making bombs to kill somebody else, right? And then somebody is manufacturing guns to kill others. And then a lot of fighting goes on, killing each other. And then marriage is also going on same time. And all sorts of things are happening here, right? And when all these bad things happen, people ask this question. that if there is a God, why is these things happening? This is how they ask, most of the people ask that question, isn't it? When a war happens, when a lot of suffering happens, they say, why does God allow all these things? They ask all these kind of questions, right? So, if you ask Krishna why all these things are happening, Krishna will say like this, actually it's me who is doing all that. I am killing them, I am hitting them, I am beating them, and I am getting married, and I am enjoying life. Both good and bad is nothing but him only doing that, right? So why? Because in all in all forms, it is him who is present. This is a higher understanding. Other religions don't have that concept, this concept. They have separated good and bad. But they are not able to accept that the bad thing is also Krishna, like good is, right? Because when you come to this level, this is where Vedantam differs from that. Vedantam is saying to us, that actually there is no good and bad. There is only Krishna here. Krishna is doing all these different things. Good things, bad things, everything. And you can't say that why only this. Good and bad is in your mind. In Krishna's calculation, different it is. That is why Srinarada Maharshi told Yudhishthira, Ishasihi vashe logo yosha dharumai yatha in the Pradhamaskandham. He said that, isn't it? So, to see this whole creation, what's going on here, is a show Krishna is running from behind, right? And so Krishna, Arjuna wanted to see that show. How is this show running, right? And if I am qualified, Arjuna says, show that to me, he said. And because Arjuna is asking this question, right? He has not done sadhana, remember that. He has not neither done bhakti sadhana, nor he has done any jnana sadhana. So, he is not qualified for this. So, he is asking, that is why he said, if I am qualified, show it to me. Because he knows he is not qualified. He is not qualified, right? And so, after being qualified, asking is something different. When you have realized the self, worked hard, realized the self, and then if you haven't got it, you have the right to ask. But you haven't done any sadhana, you haven't done any self-realization process, none of them. So he knows his situation, where he is, and he wants to see this state, right? So, so, when he is asked, he is just thinking that, if I get it, fine. If I don't get it, it's alright. If I can have it, just to experience it. He wanted to ask Krishna that question, right? And that is why, when Arjuna saw the universal form, he got frightened straight away, because of this. Krishna knows this, Arjuna knows that. That when Arjuna saw the universal form, he got frightened straight away. Right? And Visharupa Darshanam for a realized soul is not a frightening thing. They don't get frightened when they are realized the self. Right? So, sometimes Visharupa Darshanam is given to some great personalities by their guru. They are capable of doing that. Right? And in Visharupa Darshanam, why it is frightening is, we are looking at it as though we are separate from that, from the universal form. But in Krishna's universal form, we are also part of that. Right? So, because of that, because a lot of things will frighten us, Krishna is not revealing many things to us. He has kept everything behind. He won't reveal it to us. Lot of things he has not revealed to us. Right? Because if he reveals to us, we won't be able to handle it in our present state of mind and the body. when we are with the mind and the body, we will not be able to handle it if Krishna reveals it to us. Right? For example, if Krishna reveals to us what we were in our previous life, what will happen to us? Yeah. Because kind of things what we have done in our... Good thing he has not revealed to us. He has kept it away from us. Right? So, if we get to know, then it could be a problem because it will completely shake our inside. We are in a somewhat balanced state in the way we are now, with our mind in a particular state and the body in a particular state. Somehow we are not disrupted very much. Otherwise, we'll be totally disrupted. Manikyavachakar, they sang that famous song, I was in the form of grass and the worms and the animals, a different type of animals, all kinds of things he's saying. I was gone through all these things. He's saying this to Lord Shiva, he says that, right? So, in the same way, Buddha also said that he was given, when he was revealed to him, 800-900 lifetimes what he was before to Buddha, right? And he has performed so many penances in the form of, he realized how he has traveled through different bodies. The goat's body, cat's body, dog's body, elephant's body, bear's body, things like that, right? And different kinds of trees and plants and snakes and birds and aquatics and fish and this and then the human form and that too several different lives. Suppose all this is given to us now, what we went through, we won't be able to handle that. That is why he has kept all these things away from us. Yes. You be happy with what you got now, with this body and this mind, and be a little bit stable in that way, right? So, so through coming through all these bodies, and through these different organisms, and when you have come through all these bodies, some yogis get the darshanam, who are practiced yoga processes. They have darshanam of their previous lives. They can have that, right? Because we are not matured, we will get frightened. Yogis won't. That is the yoga state, right? Because we have this, our limited capacity to take things on, limited brain, right? And we don't have the entry. Suppose Krishna takes away our brain and he gives us that power to accept that, then you will be able to see that. In our present state, with our present body and the mind and the brain, if we see that, we will get scared. We won't be able to handle that. Therefore, Arjuna knows, understood that. Krishna knows this more than Arjuna, that he won't be able to handle that. Right? He said that even devas cannot handle it. Even the devas, they cannot handle it. Right? Because it is even in their state of body and the mind, they will find it very hard to handle that. Suddenly, if you are told what you were in your previous life, and if Krishna gives us that experience, right? So, look at the first verse. Arjuna vacha madanugrahaya paramam mukhyamadhyatmasam idam yatvayoktam vajasena mohoyam vigado mama. Arjuna says, madanugrahaya paramam mukhyam adhyatmasam idam yatvayoktam vajasena mohoyam vigado mama. This is how Arjuna begins, right? Whatever you have spoken to me till now, Arjuna says, that which is guhyam, confidential. Raja vidya raja guhyam, Krishna said that, guhyam. And adhyatmam, it is totally spiritual, not mundane knowledge, spiritual knowledge, right? And because of I heard all that, my ajnanam has gone. I have started seeing you differently now. Till then it was his friend and the charioteer and all that. But by now Arjuna's change is happening inside. He started seeing that Krishna is not what he thought he is. Krishna is different. And he is recognizing that and acknowledging that here. He says, Mad anugrahaya, mama anugrahartham, for my, to bless me, paramam, niradishayam, guhyam, gopyam, very confidential, unknown to anyone, adhyalpasam idam, alpanalpa vivega vishayam, yet, tvaya, uktam, vacho, vakyam, tena, te, vachasa, moha, ayam vigado mama, avivega buddhi, apakada ityartaha. He says, by your words, what has happened is that I started thinking about the soul now more. I start realizing that the soul is more important, and you taught me what the soul is. And similarly, you also taught me what the anatma is, matter is. That means chaitanyam and jadam, life and matter. I've started seeing the difference between the two. Normally people don't think that, isn't it? Normally people only talk about the matter. We always talk about the matter. And we only think in terms of matter. Arjuna is saying that by hearing all this from you now, I've started realizing that there is separately soul and the matter, life and the matter, chaitanyam and jadam. And jadam is matter, chaitanyam is life. And you have given me an understanding of that chaitanyam properly, what chaitanyam is, right? And because of all this, what happened? My power of discrimination, I started discriminating things properly, says Arjuna. Madanugrahaya paramam guhyam adhyalpa samnidam yatva yoktam vajasthena mohoyam bigado mama. My moham, illusion has gone, bigado mama, he says. So, 10 chapters we have also heard, so we have not heard now, but we have heard many times before, right? So, Arjuna is saying, you have spoken all that chapters. What was the secret of that? The secret was this, adhyalpa samnidam. You started making me aware about the presence of the soul inside. I become more conscious of that, Arjuna says, right? So, this adhyatma jnanam, adhyatma samhidam, adhyatma samhidam or adhyatma jnanam, spiritual knowledge, this secret, whatever Krishna has spoken, because of that, my moham, illusion in me, has gone. Illusion has gone. And because of that, all kinds of ideas I had before, my vasanas inside me and desires, all that thing has gone from me. Look at the next verse. Bhava peyo hi bhudanam shrudo vistarasho maya tutva kamala patraksha mahalpam abhijavyayam. Then, I have understood from you how living entities are born and how they die. I heard about that from you, right? And bhava ulpati apeyam pralayam bhudanam tau bhavapeyo shudo vistareshomaya na samkshebalatvataha tvul sakashat kamalapatraksha kamalasya patram kamalapatram tadvat akshini yasya tava sattvam kamalapatraksha he kamalapatraksha mahalmana bhavaha mahalmam abhija avyayam akshayam shudi idi anuvartade. Then how living entities are born, how they stay here, and how they disappear. You have explained that to me. And from this I am seeing you now in a different level. I am not seeing you anymore like you, my friend, in that way. But after hearing this explanation from you. Bhava peyohi bhudanam shodho vistare shomaya. So, Arjuna heard how creation, maintenance, destruction, all these things happen. And birth and death of a jiva. How he comes to the body and he leaves the body and goes away from here. And I heard all this in the Vibhuti Yoga, how that happens, right? And Krishna's mahima or glories, right? And he realized that forms are, names and forms are coming and going. But what is real in all of them is the soul. Soul is the reality. Bodies are coming and going because it comes from the Maya. Maya gives the body to the soul in different forms, and that is the living entity. So living entities, bodies are coming, bodies are going. Like so many people are born, so many people are dying. But what is permanent here is the soul that is present in everyone. That is a permanent thing. Right? So he's saying that, I've heard that, and after hearing that, I have a request, Arjuna says. What is that? I have this desire, he says. Evam edad yatha tattvam almanam parameshwara drashtum ichami te rupam aishwaram purushottama. You have spoken about you, your form, differently, not like the way we are. Our form, we know what it is. Krishna says, my form is different. I am that Antaryami present in everyone. And Krishna, Arjuna says, I just want to know that form, what you are talking about, your real form, what you are. Evam edatna anyatha yatha yena prakarena alma kathayas artha kathayasitvam almanam parameshwara almanam parameshwara, as the soul of everyone. Tathavi drashtum ichami te tava jnanam aishwaryam balam viryam tejas sambannam aishwaram vaishnavam rupam purushottamam. Krishna is Bhagavan. Bhagavan means these six things: aishwaryam, viryam, yashas, shri, jnanam, vairagyam. The six opulences, Bhagavan. So Arjuna is saying here that that's a form of you with all these things. I would like to see that. It's all these things together. Aishwaryam, Viryam, Vishasa, Shri, Jnanam, Vairagya. The six opulences. He's saying that to Krishna. Because you spoke in that way about you, that all these opulences are in full in me. Krishna said that to Arjuna. Arjuna wants to see what that opulences are. So, all these things, six things together is called Bhagam. And because Krishna has got that, he's called Bhagavan. Right? And in this world, everything is limited, is it not? It's not full. Everything is limited, right? And whenever we see these opulences little bit in someone, we consider that that is just a spark of the Krishna's opulence, what you see here in this world. When you see like that, we call that as vibhuti. When it is opulence is present, like Krishna said in the last chapter, yadyad vibhuti mal sattvam, wherever you see Shri, opulence somewhere, Krishna says it's my vibhuti. Tatta devava gachatvam, everything mama tejamsha sambhavam. So whatever opulences, aishwaryam, viryam, yashas, shri, jnanam, vairagyam, all these things when we see in this world, Krishna says, it is a very small part of my opulences. It is Krishna's opulence that is manifesting in so many people, so many places, in so many people, different ways. Right? That's the way to see that. It is not that Jiva's opulence. It is Krishna's opulence coming through in that form, in that person. So, so Purna Vastu, the source is Krishna. It is coming in different places, little bit here and there. Sparks of that, like the spark come from the main big fire, in the same way. Sparks are coming, and that is what is called a vibhuti. Vibhuti. Yeah. So now Arjuna is saying, I want to see the source, not these vibhutis. I want to see the source itself, right? So when we are talking about that, the Purna Sarupa, the source of that, that includes all things, not only, it means total knowledge of the self, Atmajnanam, and Bodham, awareness, that's all coming from the same source. And Arjuna is saying there, I may not have the qualification to see that in my present state. If I am qualified, give me that vision to see that, right? And he wants to see it in his present state. That means he has got these eyes, like what we have got. He has also got the two eyes. With the two eyes, you see, everything is in which mandalam you are at, right? This is called your state of existence. Yeah, in what state you are existing. That's how you see things. All these higher living entities, higher species, they exist on a higher level. Another mandalam it is. It's not based on the body alone. It is based on their consciousness inside. What state of consciousness they are at. Like you can see that within ourselves itself. We are in one level, right? Animals are in another level. They exist in another level, don't they? They are not worried about things what we are worried about. We are worried about the motorways, maintaining the motorways, airports, airplanes. They don't have any of those problems. They are happy in the way they are, whatever body they have got, and their state of consciousness is like that. As long as they get their food to eat and a place to sleep, they are happy with that. They are not asking anything more than that. Whereas we have got a lot of problems in this world, which they don't have. Right? So, in the same way, and then you look at the plants and the creepers, they don't have any problems. What even animals have got, they don't have. They're just happy with the way they are in their own position. So, in different levels, we exist, right? So, whichever level you exist, accordingly your state of consciousness, that's where you will be. That's where you will be, right? So, here Arjuna is asking, Arjuna recognizes that he is in one state. He can only have so much, he can perceive only so much in his present state, with his senses, with his mind, and with his capacity to do so. Right? He wants to see something now beyond than that. And he knows that it is not possible to see it unless Krishna reset him, make a reset inside. Otherwise he can't see that. Right? So, so he is saying that, Drashtum Ichami Te Rupam Aishwaram. I want to see that form of yours with all those opulences what you have spoken, right? And only by your mercy it is possible. Otherwise, it is not possible, he says. So, Manyese Yedi Tat Shakyam Maya Drashtum Iti Prabho. That's the fourth verse. The last verse, he is saying this. Yogeshwara Tato me tvam darshayanam atmanam avyayam. He said that if I look at things with my eyes, how to see, use your presence in everything. Because otherwise I won't be able to perceive if you show something to me. I have to see your presence in that, right? And this is the perfection of realized souls. That they have realized that Krishna is present in everything. And because of that, when they see great, great things in this world, you will notice this, many, many great personalities, when they see big rivers flowing, or great mountains, and similarly the ocean, big forest, and similarly when they see male, female, children, they don't feel like the way we feel good and bad in all these things. Good and bad has gone from them. This seeing things good and bad has gone from them. Right? And everywhere what they are seeing is the presence of consciousness in everything. This is a higher state of seeing things. They don't complain, oh, war is going on, there are so many problems in this world, these things are bad, these things are good. They cross that level. They are not affected by that anymore, right? And that's Spurti. Spurti means Krishna's presence in the creation. They are realizing that more. So, that state, it is a sort of samadhi state that is, right? If one has come to that stage, then you won't suffer in Vyavaharam. Vyavaharam is not a problem. Now we suffer in Vyavaharam, is it not? Vyavaharam causes problem for us. Right? This Vyavaharam is also the part of Krishna's energy. That's how this Vyavaharam goes on, right? And even in that Vyavaharam, the realized soul will see Krishna's influence in the Vyavaharam. So therefore, Vyavaharam won't disturb him. Whereas in the conditioned state, Vyavaharam is a problem, always. So it is at that stage what Ishobanishad is saying, Purnamadam, Purnamidam, Purna, Purnamudachyade, Purnasyam, Purnamathaya, Purnamevavashishyade. That means in that state, everything is perfect. Once you have understood this realized state, once you have experienced that, then you realize that everything is perfect. It is Purnam. Right? Now we are feeling Vyavaharam is disturbing us. Is it not? Why is it disturbing us? Because we are not seeing the perfection in this. We things are imperfect for us. That is why in Vyavaharam we find problem while doing Vyavaharam. So, when this realization comes to a person who has realized it, self-realization in other words, and he sees Vyavaharam is not a problem anymore. It's not disturbing him anymore. So, everywhere what he is seeing is only Krishna's presence. And therefore, he cannot see good and bad anymore. And when good things, what we consider good, he is saying Krishna's hands, Krishna is present in that. And what we see as bad things, in that also he is seeing Krishna's presence in that. Because he is seeing like that, Ishavasyamidam Sarvam, therefore, it is not disturbing him. You see, why we get disturbed? Because we have Ragadvesham inside. We want certain things happen in a particular way. That is Ragam. And we hate certain things happening in another way. That is Dvesham. So because we have Ragadvesham, when we do Vyavaharam in this world, when things happen, we, because of our Ragadvesham, we think that this is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad. In this way, we take it in that way. Whereas for a realized soul, he is seeing Krishna is doing everything. Krishna is in everything. Krishna means Atma. Antaryami is doing everything. And therefore there is no love and hate there anymore. Antaryami is doing everything. So because this Ragadvesham is there, therefore we have, when we do Vyavaharam, envy comes, lust comes. Similarly, little other emotions all come into action in our dealings, right? And in their case, that thing has gone completely. Ragadvesham has gone from inside. Because they only see the Antaryami present in everything. Because they become free from this problem. Because of Ragadvesham. That's what Krishna is saying in the second chapter. Ragadvesham vimoktaistu mishaya indriyaischaran. That's all part of spiritual life. That self-realization takes away all these kind of things from us. Right. So that manyase yadi tachakyam maya drashtum iti prabho. Arjuna is saying that whichever way I have to be prepared for that, to see that, so that I can experience that. Arjuna is actually asking for something which is not qualified, to say the truth. Right? He is not qualified. He knows that. He is not qualified for that. After hearing all the other chapters, he understood that his present state is not eligible for that. So, therefore Krishna, he always puts it in a very nice way to Krishna. Say that I don't have that chakshusa. I don't have that chakshusa. Chakshusa means the vision to see that. I don't have that. But if you think that I can have a vision of that, make me eligible for that to see it. And this is how he put the request to Krishna. And you will see that in the second canto also. If you look at the ninth chapter, when Brahma saw Krishna first time. Right? Brahma told Krishna. And Krishna says, verse 31, Yavan aham yadha bhavo yadryubam gunakarmakam tadhaiva tattva vijnanam astute madanugrahal. Krishna is saying to Brahma that Yavan aham yadha bhavam yadryubam gunakarmakam tadhaiva tattva vijnanam astute madanugrahal. And it is, that is before Chadashlogi was given. Before Chadashlogi was given to Brahma, he said this, that by my mercy, you can have Tattva Jnanam. Unless Krishna's mercy is there, Tattva Jnanam won't happen, right? And then you can know who I am and what my real identity is. In the same way here, to Arjuna also, that unless Krishna's mercy is, Krishna allows to happen, Krishna allows to see it, you can't see him properly. Unless Krishna allows to know him, you will not be able to know him properly. So to Brahma he said the same thing, Madanugrahal, by my mercy you can know me. And in the same way, Arjuna is saying here, Manyase yadi tat shakyam maya drishtum iti prabho yogeshwara tato metum darshayatmanam avyayam. That Yogeshwara, addressing Krishna like that, Yogeshwara, that if you feel that I can see it and by your mercy only, if you reveal that form to me, that universal form, then I would like to see it. If you feel that I can handle that, or you have to equip me properly for that, to see that form. Because Arjuna knows his limitations, that unless Krishna has equipped him properly, he won't be able to see that. Yeah. So, all these things are important. You have to connect with the Bhagavadam and see this, right? In the Ekadasha Skandam, Krishna is saying, in the some statements in Ekadasham will shock us when you read that. Yeah, if you look into the 10th chapter in the Ekadasha Skandam, Krishna is saying that, we look at verses 32-33. This is a very interesting thing. Yavalsyal guna vaishamyam, 11-10-32-33. Yavatsyal guna vaishamyam, tavan nanatvam alpana, nanatvam alpano yavat, paratantram tadevahi. Yavatasyal asudandatram, tavad ishwarado bhayam, ya edal samubhasiram, ste muhyandi shucharpidaha. This is a beautiful verse in the sense that generally people say we have to be frightened about God, is it not? God fearing, they say. Have you noticed? Everybody says, when you want to say about somebody is a devotee, you will say that he is very God-fearing. He says that is the mundane way of saying things. Yeah. So this God-fearing business, where did that come from? If God, if a lot of people say like that, don't they? That he is very God-fearing. They say. In other words, they say he has got faith in God. That's what they mean by saying that he believes in God. And he is fearful of God means that he won't do anything which is which will cause problems to others, right? What Krishna is saying there, this fearing of me is not a very good thing. Krishna is saying, why you should be frightened about me? That is Krishna's point. We are saying, you know, sometimes when they, in India you will see this, when they advertise for marriages, when they advertise for the for a groom or a bride, they used to advertise, marriage advertisements will come. In that advertisement they will put God-fearing. The bride or bridegroom is very God-fearing. So it's a qualification. To say that he is not atheist, in other words. he believes in God, in other words, puts it like that, right? So Krishna is saying, all this God-fearing business is how long you have to be fearful till you realize the truth. That is when this God-fearing comes. When you are not realized what the truth is, then you have to be fearful. Yavadasyal asudandratram tavad isharado bhayam. He says, you have to be fearful about Krishna. Otherwise, if you are fearful of God all the time, that is a lower state. It's not a higher state, right? So, tavan nanatum atmana. Nanatum means seeing all the namarupam in this world. When you have not realized the truth, when you are seeing all the namarupam in this world, or not, the knowledge of the self has not happened, till then, yavar nanatum atmana. Till then you are not free. You are bound by Maya. You are in Maya's control, right? So, as long as this nanatum, nanatum means variegatedness in this creation, so many things exist, so many navarupam exist, right? Till then you are not free. As long as you are in that state, you are not free, right? Yavasyal asudandratum tavad isharado bhayam. And only in that situation you have to be fearful. When you are seeing so many things are existing, so many names and forms exist, and if you are not able to see the one that is present in everything, you got to be fearful. Because you are seeing nanatvam, not egatvam. So till egatvam comes, fear won't go. Remember what Kavi Maharshi said, bhayam jidiyal abhinivesha tasyal ishada vedasya vivaryosmriti. In Nibbana Yogi Samvadam, in the beginning, he said that, right? So, so here, normally we say this God-fearing, right? Here, Arjuna is also a God-fearing person, very God-fearing, right? So he is frightened seeing Krishna like this, right? And Krishna says, this whole creation is me. And this whole creation is Krishna's gross body. That's the way Krishna has presented it. This whole creation is me. It's not different from me, right? So, Ramanujacharya talks about this very much in detail, right? He's saying that Krishna has got these two bodies, chit body and the achit body, right? Chit shariri and achit shariri. And everything what we see is this ajit shariram, ajit shariri, right? And Krishna inside us is this chit shariram. Chit is inside, achit is outside, right? So chit is, so this jadam, jada pragrati, what is outside, which is also Krishna's body, right, is the field of shakti. Energy, Maya, working there. And that is Krishna's ajit shariram, right? Matter, pragrati, nature, you can say all these things. What do you see there in the ajit? Ajit, what you find there is, everything is changing in the ajit. Death happens here, right? So, continuously it's changing. Ajit is continuously changing, right? And finally ends up in mrityu, death, right? So, Arjuna is going to say this later. If you look at the 29th verse, Arjuna will say this in the same chapter. Tathaiva nashaya yatha pradiptam jalanam padanga vishandi nashaya samurdha vega. Tathaiva nashaya vishandi loga tavabhi vaktrani samurdha vega. That is referring to this achit, achit shariram. Yeah? Then, just like the flies are coming in front of the fire, and they come and fall into that and they die, and they go. Similarly, all these people in this world, everybody here, they come here, and then they die, and then they go. And we are also rushing towards the death every day, every moment, is it not? Getting closer and closer and closer. We have come, a lot of time has gone, and we know that it is coming, and we are in a rush to get there, to go, finish up and leave this place. Right? So that's what he's saying here. That tadaiva nashaya vishandi loga. He says, idha pradiptam jalanam padanga vishandi nashaya samurdha vega. Tadaiva nashaya vishandi loga. Tavavi vaktrani samurdha vega. So, very fast pace, we are on our way, on a very fast pace, right? So, and Prakriti is all this only. If you look at Prakriti from this angle, what else is happening here? Everybody is going towards the death, running towards the death. We are in a race for that, yeah? And Kalam is the one controlling this, isn't it? The power behind that is Kalam. Krishna's another form is that Kalam, yeah? So, if you look at outside, this is what is you see here. Death and everybody rushing towards death. At a different paces you are going, right? We have 100 years lifespan. In 100 years we have to finish this. That's what it means. Maximum, I'm saying. If we can finish early, well and good. Get out of this place. But maximum time given is 100 years. Within 100 years you have to finish this race and leave this place. Some people finish the race much earlier, they go. And some others stay a little longer, drag on. You know, like when you run the marathon, by the end you'll be... That stage comes by the end of the marathon, right? In the same way. We have been given a time and we have to finish this and we have to go. And some others are coming already for the race. So you have to leave the space for them to run their marathon. And so that is what life is in this world. So outside when you look, this is what is on offer, right? If you look inside, Krishna is saying eternity, amrutatvam. Remember Parikshit asked, viryani tasya akhila loka bhajam andarbahi purusha kala rupaihi. Andarbahi purusha kala rupaihi. Inside one life, outside another life. We are busy with the outside life. We never thought about the inside life. Parikshit was asking in that verse that andarbahi purusha kala rupaihi. Prayachado mrityum dhamardam cha maya manushyasya vadasya vidvan, he says. Inside is amrutam. Amrutam means eternity. The life inside is eternity, andaryami. And the spiritual existence, spiritual life, that is eternal. Prayachado mrityu amrutam cha. Mrityu is outside, amrutam is inside. Prayachado mrityum dhamardam cha maya manushyasya vadasya vidvan. So, Parikshit raised that question right after in the 10th canto, straight away with that question, is he not? He said in the first chapter itself, in the 10th canto, 7th verse, Viryani tasya akhila deha bhajam andarbahi purusha kala rupaihi prayachado mrityum mrudamrudam cha maya manushyasya vadasya vidvan. What is it saying? It's saying to us that he is talking prior to that. Nivrta tarshayru bhagiyamanal bhavaushada chotramano bhiramal ka uttama shloka gunanu vadal puman virajeda vina pashughnal pidamahame samare maranjay deva pradadhi yathaistimingalai Durateyam Kaurava Sainya Sagaram Krutuadaran Valsavadam Smayaplava Dravnyastra Viplushtamidam Madangam Sandhana Bijam Kurusandavana Kurubandavanam Jugoba Kuchim Gadamata Chakro Madushameya Sharanam Gadaya. Parikshit Maharaj is asking Shuka Brahmarshi that wanted to hear more about Krishna. That is, and this, like Arjuna is in this state, Parikshit was also in a similar state. Only thing Parikshit says, I have got only 7 days left. Already 5 days have gone. So at least the remaining time, I want to understand Krishna, who is inside me, and who protected me. Jugoba kuchim gada atha chakra madushchameya sharanam gadaya. When I was in the womb of my mother, I saw him there. He protected me there, inside the womb. Uttaradevi's womb, Krishna protected Parikshit, is he not? So he is remembering that. And from what he saw then, he is still saying that. Even at the time of death, he is remembering. He is saying that, Viryani tasya akhila deha bhajam andarbahi purusha kala rupaihi. Outside, Krishna is present outside, in the form of time. And what it does is, He has put us in this race. to run and finish up and go from here. But that is not the life inside. Inside is prayachado mrutyumrada amrutam cha. That inside is amrita, because andaryami, our spiritual nature is nectar. Amrita it is. That means we don't have death inside. Outside only all this death, birth, old age, disease and all this. It's all outside business. Inside, those things don't exist. Birth, death, old age, disease. For whom? Our real self, andaryami, which is our real identity. There, these problems don't exist. Kalam has no control over it. Kalam has only control over your external things, outside your body. That means in the world outside, not inside. Right? Prayachado mrutyumrada amrutam cha. So mrityu and amrutam. Outside it is mrityu, inside it is amrutam. So this is what spiritual life is all about. Coming out of this mrityu and going towards amrutam. If this all other things are doing in spiritual life, we do all other sadhana, everything is only to get out of karma. Karma vasana, to become free from that. Only for that purpose. Because if you don't become free from karma, this won't happen. You won't have time for this. So, once you have come out of karma, and once you start realizing this knowledge inside, that there is a state inside where you don't have death. We are talking about antaryami, not the subtle body, outside the subtle body. Inside there is in the heart, hrit, right? That mayam, andar bahi purusha kala rupai. Andar means that, this antaryami state. Purusha kala rupai. There it is purusha, outside it is kalam. Kalam controls outside, antaryami controls inside. Antaryami controls inside. Life as antaryami is amrutam. Life with kalam is death. That's a clear distinction between outside life and inside life. Maya manushyasya vadasya vidvan. So he said that there, and so kalam, what we were discussing now, right? Kalam, prakriti, whole prakriti is this kalam, is it not? If you look at the prakriti, it's all kalam. When you look outside, it is kalam. When you look inside, it is amrutatvam, nectar. Right? Both are two different dimensions. Two different dimensions, right? And if you look inwards, it is amrutatvam, nectar. If you look outwardly, and it is death. That's what you experience at the end, right? And if you keep looking outside, you are in bondage all the time. Mrityu, dukkha, always. So long as you think that this body is real, right, and this world is real, and only this body and the world is real, as long as you think like that, up to that time, you are in the control of Maya. You are in the control of Maya. As long as we are thinking that this body and the world is real, that is the avidya inside us. Yeah? And as long as it is like that, you are in the realm of Maya. You are in the realm of Maya. So, in other words, from Vedanta point of view, Ishvara is time only. And time will give us everything and time will take away from us everything, right? So, you see this in the Bhagavatam, very nicely spoken. Then Krishna comes as Vamanamurti, right? And he told Mahabali, you give me 3 feet of land. He said to Mahabali, give me 3 feet of land, right? So, Shukracharya goes to Mahabali and says to him, that don't give him anything. Don't give him anything. He is Vishnu. He has come to take everything from you, right? So Mahabali says to him, suppose if I don't give it to him, will he not take it? So how much control have you got on your wealth, he says, right? He is only asking just for a courtesy sake. He is asking, give me 3 feet of land. And even if I don't give it to him, he will take it away. Mahabali is very realistic. Mahabali's grandfather is Prahlada. Even though they are asuras, their knowledge is very high. You see, bhakti is there. They are asuras. By birth they are asuras. But their knowledge is working for them. What Prahlada has taught him, he has not forgotten. Prahlada has blessed him with... Prahlada blessed means Narasimhamurti's blessing it is. Right? So, he says to Shukracharya like this, whether you give it or not, hardly makes any difference, he said. If I don't give it to him, he will take it away anyway one day, when he wants to take it away, right? But because of courtesy, out of courtesy he is asking me, give me 3 feet of land, right? And even if I not given him, he will take it away, right? And also he told Shukracharya, the more interesting thing is that when he gave it to you, you didn't say anything, you happily took it. But when he is asking now, you are finding it difficult to give it back, isn't it? Then you are saying it's yours. But when he gave it to you, you didn't have any difficulty in taking it from him. So, that's what he's saying here. So, suppose somebody has given you something to keep temporarily, to keep something with you, right? And when he comes back and he asks for it, you have to give it back to him. In the same way, he's saying that Mahabali says to Shukracharya that Krishna gave me childhood, took it away. And then he gave me youthful life. He took that away. Now he has given me Vardhakyam also, and he will take it away. And then when he takes away Vardhakyam, old age, only thing is that he takes the body also with it. When he takes old age away from us, he takes the body also with it, along with that, right? So one devotee said to Krishna that, I don't want to go through this old age. Take the old age away from me. I want to remain as a young person, he said. So, and Krishna said, yes, fine. He died straight away. He told him to take the old age from him. Krishna says, all right, you can come. And took the old death. He took away death. Happened to him. He died. So he goes back to Krishna and says, I only asked you to take the old age away from me. Why did you take me away? Krishna says to him, you asked for the old age to be taken away, and therefore I have taken you. The whole thing. Old age is like this. This is what old age means. That you are getting ready for the exit. So you wanted to make it faster, so I did that for you, he said. So the only option, if you say to Krishna that I don't want my old age, he says then the next option is that I will give you the new body. I have to give you a new body for that, right? So this is what is on offer here. Birth, death, old age and disease. Disease and old age and death. And then come back with another body. That's all, right? And this is all under the control of time, kalam, right? So, whatever that kalam does, where kalam has the authority, and when we have connection with that, we don't have freedom. As long as kalam is controlling us, and if we are identifying with that, we have no freedom, right? And so, what is a self-realized person does? What happens to him? Because he has realized the truth, his connection with kalam is gone. His awareness is based on the soul, not based on kalam, right? So, through knowledge, through realization, a jnani becomes free from the impact of kalam, impact of time. Right? Body, mind, all this belongs to kalam. It is not belongs to us, right? And where kalam has no entry, time has no entry, that is this hrit, andaryami, where andaryami is present inside. That's the only place where kalam has no entry. In this package, everything else Kalam can take it away from you. Antaryami inside, there Kalam cannot enter. Antaryami is eternal. And everything centered around Antaryami is eternal. That is the important point, right? So, that Hrsthanam, right? And there Kalam has no entry. Whereas, subtle body, where Ahangaram is present, that is under Kalam's control. Kalam can take away Ahangaram also. Mind, intelligence, gross body, everything, Ahangaram, all under senses, all under control of Kalam. Remember that, right? Kalam determines how long they should stay. Gross body and everything in the subtle body. It's all under influence of Kalam. That means one day or the other they will get destroyed. It has no permanent existence, right? Once you cross that subtle body, Kalam has no entry after that, right? So, and avyayam, nityam, shubdham, ekam, sakshi, swayam. In this way, if you know that, that's what? Manyase chindayasi, yadi maya arjunena, tat shakyam drashtam idi prabho, swamin yogeshwara, yogino yogaha, tesham ishwaro yogeshwaraha, he yogeshwara yasmad aham adiva arti drashtam tada tasmad me madartam darshayantvam alpanam avyayam, evam chodita arjunena. So, this if you meditate upon, on this understanding, Kalam controls outside, Antaryami controls inside. Everything connected with Antaryami is eternal. Everything connected with Kalam is temporary. Yeah? If you look into Bhagavad Gita, earlier Krishna spoke this in a different way. If you look into the 5th chapter, Look at that verse. Sargam means creation. If you have transcended creation, these things don't apply anymore. Birth, death, old age, disease. Within the creation, all these things apply. Body, mind, intelligence, senses, everything is under the influence of time. Time is means creation. Time is cause behind creation. Remember, in the creation process, time agitates Maya. Balanced state changes into unbalanced state. Rajogunam gets strong, creation begins. Living entities come. And then this cycle begins. So many years of life, right? So, what Krishna is saying in that verse is, Ihaivade jitasargam. That means you have transcended creation, in other words. Creation is not affecting you anymore. Yesham samyasthidam mana. That samyasthidi of Maya has come to you. So, creation in a Samashti level is one thing. It's the same thing in Veshti level also. Veshti means on an individual level. Suppose in consciousness, you have transcended the body, mind, everything. In other words, you have realized Antaryami inside. Then, what that means is, you have transcended creation. Creation doesn't have any more bearing on you. Creation, maintenance, destruction is all based on the body, isn't it? But you have transcended the body. You have realized Antaryami inside. And that is what Krishna is saying in that verse. Ihaivade jitasargam. Jitasargam means, sargam means creation. You have won over creation, Krishna says. The yogi. Yogi has won over the creation. Because Ihaivadeir jitasargam. Here itself, you can transcend creation. Here, right now, in this world itself, he says, this creation you have transcended. Means that what's happening in the creation is not affecting you anymore because you have moved away from the creation. You have moved inside to the Antaryami. So, ihaivade jidasargam, yesham samyasidam mana. You come to that samyasthiti when there is no creation. Samyasthiti means that, when there is no creation, right? Nirdosham hi samam brahmam, tasmat brahmani desidaha. So that Brahman realized the state, one should stay. Krishna said that, right? That because Brahman realized means samam, everything is samam. Everywhere it's only Chaitanyam, not matter anymore. And he's situated in the Brahman. So that stage is what he is saying here also, that here itself you can come out of this birth and death while living here, right? And so one whose mind has gone and dissolved in the Antaryami, right? And that means he has touched the center, Antaryami there. And nobody else has any entry there. Kalam doesn't have an entry there. Kalam cannot enter into that center where Antaryami is present, right? And what else? In that place, there is no distress, shokam, distress not there. And what is present inside, what is to be known, you have known now, by now, once you have touched that center, right? That means self-realization. So, Arjuna is not asking that here. What Arjuna is asking is, right, this kalam, what is controlling outside, kalam, which is controlling outside, which is the achit shariram, what Ramanujacharya says, achit shariram, right, kala purusha, and which is the field of energy, shaktis mandalam. Other one is the mandalam of Atma. This is Shakti's mandalam, this creation, the world outside, right? That is what Arjuna wants to see. Not the mandalam inside, the mandalam outside, right? So, Ishvara Darshanam, that means to see this world outside as Krishna's manifestation, Ishvara Swarupam, right? And that is what Arjuna is asking. And this has to be, this you have to get it by a special mercy only. Krishna's special mercy, right? So, and he said, if I am qualified for that, give it to me. Krishna, Arjuna said like that, right? Whereas, for self-realization, you don't need this. If you realize it and you become free from the body, the inner world is known then. Inner world is known. You understand that you are the Antaryami and you realize that, right? And because when a jnani, when he realizes that, it comes automatically to him, not through any special mercy. It comes to him like that, right? And then after that, when he looks at the world, it's all Brahman. Everything is Brahman. So, Arjuna is asking, Ishvara Darshanam, that means, he said there, see that, Drashtum Ichami De Rupam, Aishwaram Purushottama, in the third verse, he is saying that. This Aishwaram Purushottama, right, means, more he wants to see the Sagunam side of it. Under, inside one is Nirgunam one, Antaryami, is it not? He wants to see the Sagunam of Krishna with all these opulences, right? Means that Srishti Sthiti Samharam, how that's happening in this creation. And so that is all Krishna's energies, they are doing this, is it not? Ishwaram. Ishwara Bhavam is doing all these things. As Srishti Sthiti Samharam, all these things, right? So Krishna said that, Manyase Edita Chakyam. Maya drashtumidi prabho, yogeshara tado metum, darshayatmanam avyayam. And if you think that I can see it, sure, please show that to me. And he said, you know this universal form, this is not the first time Yeah? Everybody thinks this is the only universal form. No. We also know that when Krishna showed this to Yashoda Devi, universal form, and that was enough for her. He didn't want to see that universal form anymore. She got so frightened after seeing that. Right? She said, "Something has happened to my child," she said. Krishna opened the mouth and he see all the universes inside. And in each universe, one Yashoda looking at Krishna's mouth. Krishna, and there, and within that another universe. Like this whole experience, all in that little mouth. Yashoda Devi saw that, right? And what did Yashoda Devi say? "Somebody has frightened my child." And she went and brought this cow's urine and washed Krishna's body with that. And then, you know, the 11 famous names, Keshavaya Nama, Narayanaya Nama, Madhavaya Nama, Govindaya Nama, Vishnavaya Nama, Madhusudanaya Nama, Trivikramaya Nama, Vamanaya Nama, Shigeshaya Nama, Padmanabhaya Nama, Damodaraya Nama, Vasudevaya Nama. All the holy names she chanted to protect her child. After seeing this universal form, this is what happened to Yashoda. Poor Yashoda, she got so scared after seeing that. She said that some ghost or devil has attacked my child, and that's why all this is happening to him. Mother is seeing like that, right? So, and when Krishna opened the mouth, this is inside. When Krishna closed the mouth, she is seeing the world outside. And so she saw everything inside, right? And so she lost her peace inside. She became very disturbed after that, right? And then another occasion, what Krishna showed this to Mahabali also. To Duryodhana, Krishna showed this, right? So Krishna went to see Dhritarashtra to negotiate peace, right? And at that time, Duryodhana says to his friends, Dushasana, Shaguni and all, they made a decision that when he comes, what we will do? We will tie him down to some pillar or something like that, right? And then Pandavas won't think about fighting with us anymore. They will give up. It is because of him only that they are still wants to. They think that he is there and they will win the battle. That's why, because army size-wise, Kauravas are much bigger. So Uddhava is feeling, Duryodhana is feeling that strength inside. Because of my big army and all the big generals are with me, Bhishma, Drona and others. There's no question of me getting defeated in the battle, right? And then the only thing was this Krishna was a problem, headache. And now he's coming to negotiate peace. So what we'll do is we will tie him down to a pillar. And that's it. War is over then, they said like that, right? So, Vidura and Bhishma told Duryodhana, this is not something you can tie him down like that. This is not a stuff like that, that you can tie down in that way, right? And it is like, Vidura said to him, that it is like you are trying to destroy the fire with a cloth. What will happen? The cloth will catch fire. And this is something like that, he said, right? And Duryodhana won't listen. He won't care, right? He decided and to do this with Shaguni and Dushasana together, right? Satyaki, Krishna's close friend, went and told Krishna that they are planning this to tie you down to this, to the pillar. And so Krishna said, that's all right with me, he said. And when he got there, he said, in front of Duryodhana, he showed his form, universal form to him, right? And you thought that I have come alone, have you? That was the message to Duryodhana. Did you think that I have come alone? He said. And the whole army was with him, Narayani Sena. So in that universal form, what Krishna showed to Arjuna, to Duryodhana, was something what was necessary to frighten Duryodhana, make him realize, this is not what you thought about me, it's not me really, in that way, right? So Duryodhana looked at it, whole thing. He got so confused. And then he says, that there is something funny about this. Meanwhile, what Krishna did, he changed his form back to the normal form where he was, right? So Bhishma asked Duryodhana, have you understood now what's going on? Duryodhana says to him, it didn't have any impact on him. He says, I think he's doing some magic with the whole thing. He's saying like that. Who? Duryodhana says to Bhishma, right? So in this way, universal form Krishna has shown many places to different people, right? But none of that has made them to realize the truth, to understand Krishna. Krishna revealed to them and taken it back, took that understanding from them. So you can see it is like this. Our spiritual life is in Krishna's hands, not in our hands. When He wants us to know Him, we will know Him. Not by your sadhana or by your effort. It's not going to happen. If it has to happen, it has to happen by Krishna's mercy, not by any other. When Krishna wants to reveal Himself, you will get to know Him. Otherwise not, right? So, that means, in the field of this energy, Shakti, and Arjuna wants to see Krishna in this field outside, right? So, he said like that, and then you can see, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, what Krishna's answer was, right? Krishna begins with that. Pashyame partha rupani shatashodha sahasrasha nana vidhani divyani nana varna krutini cha. Krishna says that Pashyame partha rupani shatashodha sahasrasha nana vidhani divyani nana varna krutini cha. Arjuna, you can see me now. See me everything you want to see, he says, right? because Krishna is present inside us, that is why we have these things what we do with the science, technology and all. Where is this propensity in us? Because Krishna is inside everybody. That Krishna inside us make us to do all these kind of things. Science, all kinds of development work, things like that, right? And technology, everything. Mistakenly we think that we will become peaceful with all that. Or you know what we say, progress. We keep on talking about it, isn't it? What Shastram is saying is that because all these vasanas are coming out in these different ways, and we are able to do this because Krishna is inside. Otherwise, you won't be able to do that. With that, Shanti won't come, right? Shanti will only come through self-realization, realizing who we are. What's our actual swarupam, our identity, knowledge of the self. Only through that, Shanti will come. And all the other things what we are doing is like that magic of Krishna. Krishna's magic it is. Like what made perplexed Duryodhana. Duryodhana got perplexed by that, is it not? It's the same magic what Krishna showed to Duryodhana is being done through us in the form of science and technology. We get carried away by that. We think that the science and technology is such a big thing and some illusion in our head that is going to make us perfect. We are going to be happy. One day we are going to stop death. All these kind of foolish ideas comes to us because Krishna is present inside and He is playing fool with us. He is playing us, making fool of us. That you try, He will throw us one thing or the other in front of us. And like mother throws different toys to the children to play with, in the same way, Maya and Krishna together, they do this game with us, right? Now and then, they will reveal to you something new. And then for many years, you'll be busy with that. Look at this mobile phone. This is one siddhi, what was given to us by Maya and Krishna together. And we are caught on to that siddhi now. We can't live without it. Everyone is carrying this in the hand all the time. Wherever you go, everyone without this, if you see now, it has become unusual now to see someone without this. If this is there, it's normal now. If this in the hand, all the time. Is it not? So you can see how we are, how vulnerable we are, right? In this way, different times Maya will do different things like this. Now another one is coming on its way, artificial intelligence. Now you'll have to see what all we'll be doing at that time with that, right? So like this, you will waste all your lifetime doing this. You think rishis don't know all these things? Rishis know how they play monkey with us. Maya plays monkey with us, right? So prior to this, we had this internet business. Internet was so much important. Now we have come out of that to another level. So this is what Krishna is saying here also, that Pashyame Partha Rupani Shatashoda Sahasrasha Nana Vidhani Divyani Nana Varnatradani Cha. If I am inside working, it will work in so many different ways. And you will get carried away by all those things, right? So these are all magic, what we are doing. This Google Map, similarly WhatsApp, Facebook. These are all part of that drama, what is going on with Maya and Antaryami inside, right? And so Arjuna wanted to see this. So Krishna is saying to him, you can see, it's no problem, he said. If you have that desire, Shatashoda Sahasrasha, not one, hundreds and thousands of forms in me. It's an experience to him, isn't it? It's not that it's standing there with all the forms. Arjuna is seeing this, getting this experience inside. Shatashoda Sahasrasha, he's saying. Shatashoda Sahasrasha, Pashyame Partha Rupani, my form. And Krishna revealed that to Arjuna. Nana Varna Kriti Nicha, many different colors, all of them. All different colors, right? What has appeared in Krishna's form, different colors. And then he says, Pashya Adityan Vasun Rudran Ashino Marudastada Bahunya Drishta Purvani Pashya Shariyani Bharata. Arjuna, Krishna is saying, what all you can see in me. Pashya me partharubani shatasha atha sahasrasha anekasha ityartaha nana vidhani anega prakarani divi bhavani divyani aprakrutani nana varnakrutini cha nana vilakshana neela peetadi prakara varnaha blue, yellow, all different kinds of colors as well in the forms he has seen, right? Then agrati avayava samsthana vishesha yesham rupanam tani nana varna kritini cha. And it has all got one special limbs in that body, right? Special limbs in that form. And then he told, Krishna says to Arjuna, you can see all the vasus there, 8 vasus, ekadasha rudras, 11 rudras, then Ashwini Kumaras, they are the physicians of the demigods. They also have an NHS there running. But there's only 2 doctors, Ashwini Kumaras. They are present there. Marudastada, Marudevadas, whom we have seen in the Bhagavatam. Marudevadas, Ashwini Devas, Vasus, Rudras, Adityas. You can see all of them there, he said. Pashu Adityan, Dwadasha, Vasun, Ashtav, Rudran, Egadasha, Ashwini, Dwav, Maryuda Saptaha, Saptaganayatan, Adva Bahuni, Anyani, Abhi, Adrushta Purvani, Manishya Loge, Tvaya, Anyena, Vakena Chit, Pashya Asharyani, Albhudani, Bharata. Krishna says to Arjuna, you can see the 12 Adityas, the 8 Vasus, 11 Rudras, and 2 Ashwini Devadas, 49 Maryuda Devadas, and all these ones whom you don't see normally here in this world, right? And similarly, so many other forms which you normally don't see, you can see now in me, he said, right? Then, so when he said that, right, he spoke about color also. Nana varna kriti nicha, right? And when one progresses in the yoga process, yoga margam, right? Internally, this yoga shakti, kundalini, in us, it starts moving, right? You know, we have different chakras inside. Mooladhanam, Swadhisthanam, Manipuragam, Anahadam, Vishuddhi, Ajna, Sahasraram. These are the different chakras it goes through. When Kundalini wakes up, what happens is, normally Kundalini is at that lowest point, Mooladharam. When it is in Mooladharam, you are basically busy with eating, sleeping, mating, these things, bodily activities. That's where Kundalini is at the Mooladharam. But when your situation little bit get better, it starts, Kundalini start rising. Better means that you become a little bit more spiritually aware. Spiritual awareness comes through yoga practices. Mainly, we are talking about, when we talk about chakram, it's referring to Ashtanga Yoga. But Ashtanga Yoga, what they are talking about, is present in other systems also. Jnana Margam, Yoga Margam, Bhakti Margam, everywhere. Only thing is, in Bhakti Margam and Jnana Margam, you don't monitor them like the way it's monitored in the Yoga Margam. In Yoga Margam, what happens is, when Kundalini start rising, Mooladhanam, Swadhisthanam, Manipuragam, these three chakram is basically you are floating between the three, in between these three chakrams, right? And when you are in these three chakrams, normally you are in the world outside, outside world. You are not moved out from that. That means most of your activities will be centered around eating, sleeping, comfortable life and things like that. Yeah. And to some extent you are in spiritual life also, but your spiritual life is very much on the surface. When we say it's on the surface, what it means is you'll be just happy with some nice prasadam, a good samkirtanam and things like that. You are floating in that state, right? Some kirtanam, some prasadam and your material happiness also along with that. So in these three chakram, Mooladharam, Swadhisthanam, Manipuragam. In these three chakrams, most of the people go up and down. They'll be going up and down all the time. Mooladharam means very much based on the body. Swadhisthanam, Manipuragam means you have come up a little bit. But you have not crossed the, come to the mind yet. You have not come to the mind yet. Very much in the platform of the bodily comforts, bodily happiness. And your spiritual life also, if you look at it, very much satisfied with the surface level, on the surface level, right? So, so this Kundalini Shakti, when it rises further in a yogi, yogi will see inside different colors. He will see different colors inside, right? Various types of colors, right? This color and the mind is connected. Mind and the color is connected, right? And his nature is also connected, right? So, that is why in Dashashlogi he will say, na shuklam, na krishnam, na rektam, na peetam, so many things. Nirvana shalkam, if you study, you will see there are words there, right? All these colors also rejected. You may think, where is this colors coming from? Colors are, is the presence of the modes of nature that is present in you. The modes of nature that is present in you, right? So, in Lalita Sahasranamam, this Kundalini, when it talks about, there also the color is spoken. So, now, right now, we don't know anything about these colors, right? It's all happening inside. And that is only possible to know when mind, when this Kundalini comes to the mind, Anahata Chakra. Mooladharam, Swadhisthanam, Manipuragam. When it goes further higher, when it comes to Anahadam, Anahadam is very much connected with the mind at that stage. From the yogi's point of view. It's easier to understand through the yoga process, these things, right? So, they will say at that time, different kinds of colors inside. Rektam, peetam, shuklam. Reddish color and peetam, yellowish color and shuklam, white color. All the three thing colors, different colors, yogi will see it inside, right? And these are different colors when you are entering into different fields of experience, different fields of experience, right? Different colors will be there. So, this will not be seen by eyes. It will be experienced inside in meditation, in dhyana. You will know that, right? And because everybody is standing in different planes, people are in different planes of existence, right? So depending on which plane you are situated, accordingly, this color will come inside, right? For example, suppose you are very rajasic nature, rajogunam inside a lot, right? You will see a reddish color inside. And similarly, if you are tamogunam inside, you will see a black color inside, right? And sometimes people say like that, when they sit for meditation, they see that inside they see a dark, totally darkness, right? And some people say golden color, some people say bluish color. So these devadas who come up here on the form they are meditating, they have different colors. So devadas will come, that is an advanced stage in the meditation. Initial meditation is all you go into sleep only. You won't get any meditation, won't happen, right? So some people who are, say, for example, attached to Vishnu form, and they are seeing that Vishnu form inside, or some people are seeing Shiva's form inside, or some others are seeing Devi form inside, whichever form they are attached to, Ishtadevata form, right? All of them are, in Yoga Shastram, different colors come first. In the form of colors, they manifest, right? And Devi has this red color. Devi has red color. Shiva has got white color. That is his color, right? And that means when it comes at Sagunam, that is the manifestation of Sagunam form. It is this color form, right? And Vishnu has got this black color. He comes, right? Or bluish color, he can come. And in this way, yogis see these different colors in their meditation, right? And that's what Patanjali's Yoga Sutram says like this, right? And so, different people will be at different stages in this. They will be at different stages, right? Here, Krishna is saying here, then you can see all the colors in me. That's what Nana Varna Kriti Nicha is saying. He's saying Nana Vidhani Divyani Nana Varna Kriti Nicha. This, where is this different colors coming from? Coming from these different forms of Krishna. Devi form, Shiva form, Vishnu form, all that you can see. Nana Varna Kriti Nicha. You can see, normally yogis see them in the meditation. But now you can see them in me, he said, right? So this Kundalini flow from Muladharam onwards, Jnaneshwari, if you read, Jnaneshwari, the book, Jnaneshwar wrote that book, right? Bhagavad Gita's commentary by Jnaneshwar. There, Bhagavad Gita, he has commented more from the yogam aspect, who Jnaneshwar. Jnaneshwar's commentary is more on the yoga side of it, right? So, from Mooladharam, when that power starts rising, right, it flow can happen any time. Whether even if it is in the Jnana Margam, in the same way this happened, right? But the only thing is, it's not happening like the way it happens in the Yoga Margam. Yeah? without you being conscious of that, without you being conscious of that, that power will start rising from one plane to another plane. It will start rising within, right? It will start moving. So, here we call it chakra in the Yoga Margam. In the Jnana Margam, they call it as Bhumika, Sapta Bhumika. Bhumikas are the way of saying these things in the Jnana Yoga. Chakram is a way of saying this in the Yoga Margam. But practically what it means is, when you are progressing in spiritual life, your sadhana is getting better and better and better. Accordingly, this kundalini from bottom is rising. That means your consciousness is rising to a higher level. In the Yoga Vedantam, they call it a Shubhecha, Tanumanasi, Sattvapatti, Padartha Bhavana. All these are different stages spoken in the Yoga, in the Jnana Marga. And they will tell you what happens to you at that stage in Jnana Marga. In Shubhecha, what happens? Tanumanasi, what happens? Padartha Bhavana, what happens? Padartha Bhavana means that you see something. Now, this is an object for me, right? In a particular name and form. That Padartham does not exist. I am seeing as Padartham only now. Padartham means a product. I am seeing it like a product now. That bhavana goes away from me. If I come above that, Padartha bhavana has to leave me. Like Namarupam. This has to, Namarupam is what is keeping me now, this form inside, is it not? So, Padartha bhavana is like that. Similarly, there is Shubhecha, Tanumanasi. There is explanation for all that. We'll see that later. So, similarly, so Sapta Bhumiya, there are seven stages in the Jnana Margam and these six chakras in the Yoga Margam, right? So, and it is for this, this is the reason, because in the Jnana Margam, because the Sapta Bhumiya is there, these seven stages, that is why Sri Shuka Brahmarshi decided to speak Srimad Bhagavatam in 7 days. This is where that 7 days coming from. You see, Bhagavatam was spoken in 7 days because each day you are rising from one Bhumiga to another Bhumiga. Shuka Brahmarshi is a jnani more than a bhakta, isn't it? Jnani, he is a realized jnani, he is. Pakka Advaita Vedanti he is. So that is why when he spoke, these 7 days where did, you know, in the katha form, it comes like that, he cursed him for 7 days, you should die. And Parishuka Brahmarshi says to him, oh, you still have got 7 days, don't worry about it and all that. This is all to make it more tasty for us to listen. But the fact of the matter is that this Sapta Bhumiga he has to get through. And that Sapta Bhumiga's representation is this Saptaham. That's how Saptaham has come. Right? So that means by 7 days it should be completed in that way. Sometimes we say, some others say, in 7 days the creation happened. They say like that, in 7 days the creation has happened, right? And so, in 7 days' time, Krishna wanted that this whole business should be over with Shuka Brahmarshi and Parikshit, right? So, Krishna says to him that, Ihaigastam Jagal Krishnam. Pashya Adhyascha Characharam Mama Dehe Gudakesha Yachanyal Drashtumichasi Iham Egastam Egasmin Stidam Jagat Krishnam Samastam Pashya Adhya Idanim Sacharacharam Sahacharena Acharena Chavartamanam Mama Dehe Gudakesha Yat Cha Anyat Jaya Parajayadi Yad Shangase Yadva Jayema Idiva No Jayeyu Idi Yad Avocha Tad abhi drashtam yadi ichasi. Krishna says to Arjuna, see all the living entities in me. Everybody, right? And and people whom you were thinking, whom you have to fight with, they will win or you will win. You are thinking about it, about them. Will I beat them or they will beat me? You can see you, they, all of them in me. You and your people, they and their people, you can see all of them in me, yes. Krishna says. So, we'll stop there today. Continue tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada.